You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. So guys, I have a few updates as we get started with this week's podcast. Number one, update on the Houston church. We are in the process of getting a building, and we are working it out. I actually don't have any updates this week other than to let you know we are still pressing in on this one. Keep praying for us. Number two, there are trained and selected coaches available at coach.bridemovement.com. We are very excited. With 17 more in training at present, and I do want to let you all know that we have had an extraordinary response insofar as people wanting to get ministry-sponsored coaching for their dissociative issues, SRA background, so on and so forth. We can't wait to help you, but we have to. So here's the issue. Right now we have 60 people that are waiting in line to work with one of the coaches here at Bride Ministries. And we have 40 more applications that are in one stage or another of being processed. That means as many as 100 people, which is a slight tick up from where we were at when we only had a few folks that were connected with us and we were not able to get to the demand fast enough there. So what we are learning is that no matter how many resources we are making available, there are more of you that have need. So, you know, the Bible says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So pray the Lord of the harvest to send the laborers, right? Please be patient as you are applying to get ministry-sponsored coaching, because we will get to you. And it's just going to continue to take some time. There is a box that you can check when you apply for ministry-sponsored coaching. And what does that box allow you to do? It allows you to be considered as a volunteer for our coaches in training. If you do not check the box, we will not contact you. If you do check the box, we may or may not contact you to be a volunteer to receive ministry from our students in training. But if you do check that box and we do contact you, all ministry to volunteer people does not start until halfway through the program. Until that point, which is June, July, our students are learning, they are reading, they are studying and practicing on each other. It's just safer that way. So, you know, with that said, there's the update there. I also want to let y'all know I've been traveling a lot. This week, you will get to hear the Sunday morning service from Global Fire Church, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with Jeff and Jan Jansen, who graciously invited me to the conference they were holding this past weekend. And so this was a powerful Sunday morning service. And I also spoke Saturday night. That is part of their conference set. And I believe they'll be selling it on their website later, making it available, along with everything that was shared by Derek and Sharon Gilbert, who were also there. I'm going to be in Missouri this weekend, and I will be in Austin the following weekend. If you are in those areas, the details have been included on emails that have been sent to our entire email listserv, as well as some of the more recent podcasts. We've included all of that data so you can attend if you want. Now, with that said, I don't have too much else I want to run by you today. Thank you for those of you that continue to support this platform. By supporting Bride Ministries financially, you are sowing into a cutting edge community of like-minded believers that are pressing into the deep things of God. You know, we are a church online and now moving towards that in-person outreach in Houston, establishing that. You are sowing into the podcast. You are sowing into a platform that has made world-class prayer resources available to the world for free, not only in written form, but a first-of-its-kind deliverance portal that has made world-class deliverance resources available to the world for free. So anyone anywhere in the world can get delivered from everything, from evil agents, human persecutors, fallen angels, ungodly bloodlines up and into artificial intelligence, right? When you sow into Bride Ministries, you're sowing into that ground. Not only that, but you're sowing into a ministry that is committed to building solutions for survivor housing, right? Where can you do that? Where can you partner with this kind of a kingdom work? BrideMovement.com or our app. If you just download the Bride Ministries app, and keep in mind, with the Bride Ministries app, you will get free access to all of our most recent sermons. Otherwise, you can always go to BrideMovement.com and purchase the sermon series after they've been completed, or just those specific sermons as they're being recorded. But I mean, look, the app has many, many benefits. Immediate access to our deliverance portal, immediate access to our prayer resources, and immediate access to the podcast. So with that said, guys, we're going to get right to the program. Enjoy this week's Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall.
That was very generous. I am so glad to be here. It's good to be back. Thank you. Yeah, I was sitting there, you know, last night I got back and I knocked out like a rock. I mean, it was just deep space sleep. And I woke up this morning and I was like, well, goodness, what are we going to talk about today? And I'm like, gosh, there are so many things I want to tell you. So many things. And 1 hour to do it. So I tried to make up my mind. I still don't think that I did. Now, how many of y'all understand that I move in deliverance? I mean, this is a big part of the mantle that I carry. When we get people set free of stuff that there are not definitions for in modern English. So I really want to talk to you guys about the spirit of man and enthronement. I want to get some of you sitting on godly thrones that have been ordained to your lives. But at the same time, I also want to get some of you free. There is a problem that we have because some of us are actually targeted. I would say targeted individuals. You're gang stalked. You're tracked. You're dealing with strange technologies, nanotech stuff. You go and you try to tell people, listen, I know what I'm dealing with. And they look at you like, oh, sure, yeah. Because I know better than you do, since I'm in your shoes, right? And so I talk to targeted individuals all the time, and I say, I am so sorry for what you've been through. You know, the pain is real. The pain is real. The problem is, I couldn't help targeted individuals until about 2 or 3 years ago. All the deliverance tactics to get people set free of demons seem to fall a little short. Gosh, why am I going here? Seem to fall a little short of technologically induced bondage, artificial intelligence-driven problems. So now I'm talking Chinese, but what I'm going to do, there are some of you in here, you consider yourself targeted, and you know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to pray for you before we even get started. I'm not even going to preach. I'm just going to pray. I'm going to pray for you. But I'm going to invite you to actually come forward and sit. I don't want you to stand because you might actually collapse. But I want you, if you consider yourself a target individual, you want to say, Daniel is here. I'm here. Maybe I should get some prayer. I want to invite you right at the outset of this service to just come sit down. Just sit down, right? Now, I'm actually going to pray for everyone here, but I want some of you that actually feel like, yeah, All right, hold on. So wait, pause. This is an open rebuke to the believers that have said, obviously, I know what I'm talking about. There are no such thing as targeted individuals. Look at this. God bless you guys. Oh, my. Wow. 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 Can we make this a little bit more dramatic? Casey, can you give me some, like, not what you were doing before. It's that, not like jazz club, but something that like inspires, like epic. I don't know. Epic. We're gonna have some fun here. So I'm not gonna actually lay hands on anyone. I'm gonna stand here. I'm gonna pray for everyone. But this is what I'm going to tell you. Okay. I have developed a prayer strategy for dealing with problems that was inspired by a conversation I had with an angel. It's an awkward conversation because that, you know, the Bible says that God has ministering spirits that he has sent to the saints, right? His angels will bear us up in their hands lest we dash our foot upon a stone, all right? Now, sometimes these angels that have posts relative to our lives or assignments will be present. And it's not too difficult to talk to them, right, Jeff? Right. Oh, G does it all the time. So the thing is, though, sometimes if I am talking with someone that is dissociative, the angel will just push their soul aside and say, hey, let me just have a word with you for a second. It's not channeling any more than dealing with the cloud of witnesses is necromancy. It's completely opposite side of the spiritual gauge. You know, some people think everything spiritual is evil. Wrong. So angel's talking to me. He's like, Daniel, this is the problem. The problem with this case is that artificial intelligence is looping their body systems into other realms and timelines and dimensions that expand so far as soon as we, as the angels, start untethering them from realm after realm after realm, which is language I don't have time to explain right now. It's already resetting before we get to the end of it. So the angel was actually frustrated because the way that I was praying was not allowing the angels of the Lord to actually set the person free based on the technology that's present holding them in bondage. How many of y'all have gotten prayer with no breakthrough? Okay, can we just retranslate that? Prayer with no breakthrough. You showed up, gave an offering, raised your hands, believed God, and then you went home. And it's like, well, what am I going to do now, right? We've all been there. And so please don't get offended when I say that I just won't stop trying until we figure it out. So angel's talking to me, and I'm like, gosh darn it, this sounds very complicated. And he said, you can do it, Dandoval. I believe in you. I was like, dang, this is really cool. It is really cool when an agent of the heavenly army shows up and says, if anybody can do this. So I sat down and postulated and pondered, thought through all these different mechanics and things. And, you know, one of the things, and we'll get to this in a minute, but there is a difference between thinking through your soul and thinking through your spirit. Amen. There's a difference. And we'll get to spirit after this. But when I do my ministry, I promise you, there is no such thing as the ministry that I carry apart from my spirit. If it wasn't for my spirit, it would not exist. Because my spirit is the part of me that actually figures the stuff out. My soul just translates it. So I actually have to step into my spirit and think through a heavenly mind that is connected to the mind of Christ that can process things that my soul doesn't understand. Anyway, Keys, you know, what he was saying earlier about business ideas, Some of you have gotten railroaded because you haven't invited your spirit into your business. It feels like I'm sitting on a whole pile of treasure right now. Like, there's so many things that could just be opened up, activated. Really, really cool stuff. But we're going to start here. So this prayer ended up getting developed. I call it the singularity prayer. The singularity prayer. Because in order to resolve the problem, and this is great for targeted individuals, what we had to do is figure out how to collapse all of the realms and timelines and people and ages and timelines. Did I say timelines twice? Into a singularity to deal with all of these components of creation at once to resolve the bondage in a faster way. And I will tell you, the results have been quite impressive. Not to say that it solved everything, but it solved a lot. And so we're going to pray, and we're going to let God do what God does. Oh, Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we come before you. We say, send your former and latter rains. Lord God, we establish this place as an altar. We stand in our offices as priests. Oh, it has been your vision that we would be a kingdom of priests. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, that your angels are taking their stations in advance of this work. Oh, yes. Lord God, we gear shift. Because this work is going to have cosmic implications. Easy. It's no big thing for you, God. So, Father God, right now, I engage my finder and map the timelines, ages, realms, dimensions, planets, people, places, computers, laboratories, entities, crafts, grids, and servers, linked through artificial intelligence to technology, in our blood, bone marrow, bones, brain, clones, digital twins, ears, eyes, feet, fingernails, fingers, hair, hands, heart, internal organs, jaw, muscles, nervous systems, neural pathways, noses, reproductive organs, soul fragments, spinal cord, teeth, toenails, toes, and tongues. As this mapping is accomplished, I overtake it with my Archie, and I call my Archie charged with the names of God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Ra'ah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Isuz, Jehovah Hosinu, Jehovah Kail, Jehovah Kana, Jehovah Milkama, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Olem, El Roy Yeshua, Makshia. I furthermore interface my Arki with the seven spirits of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and invite the living letters into my Arki in order to vibrate in accordance with their resonant frequencies, bringing heaven and earth into alignment. I establish my stars as power cores, supercharging the Arki through alignment and interface, and surrounded with living stones, refracting light into all various planes and dimensions. I superimpose my mountain, opening up trade routes into heavenly places in Christ Jesus, imposing the government and jurisdiction of Zion, and activate the novel metals in my Arki, transcending all barriers between that which is organic and synthetic. I also establish my thrones in the midst of my Arki and bring them into superimposition, being fully established in my dominion and authority in Christ Jesus. And in the midst of my Arki, I now cause all that has been mapped, all that has been mapped and addressed, to be hyper-compressed into a singularity. I speak that this singularity is established in a pocket realm outside of time. And I use my Arki to bring the singularity in the pocket realm into interface with the crystal sea before the throne of God. And activate the full computational power of the crystal sea to engage with the technology and artificial intelligence wrapped in the singularity. I furthermore target the singularity with the light of the throne room of God, refracted through living stones of various colors, shapes, frequencies, and vibrations. At this time, I command that all humanity is pulled out of the singularity. I speak that this extends to all fragments of spirit and soul, all cell lines, DNA, RNA, shards, splinters, fragments, essence, birthrights, data packets, bone marrow, assignments, plasma, blood, markers, meridian lines, chakras, energy signatures, inheritance, worship, ministry, destiny, stars, offices, temples, and subatomic particles. I declare that this humanity is immediately brought to a heavenly boardroom. I say boardrooms because there's so much involved. As it is extracted from the singularity, and I speak that this extraction extends to all backups, hybrids, aliens, clones, copies, counterparts, holograms, replicas, duplicates, replacements, derivatives, twins, merfolk, ancestors, particles of humanity, and future generations contained by the singularity. I call the boardrooms surrounded by a wall of heavenly fire from Jesus Christ. I wrap them in force fields, heavenly frequencies, heavenly equations, a heavenly matrix, and hide them in apexes of time established by Jesus Christ, surrounded by defensive weapon systems. In other words, no interruption. And I declare to everything and everyone that has been and is being brought into the boardrooms, you are all fired from your evil jobs. And I speak that the technology in every area of the body we have named is now desynchronizing from all reinforcements established by looping in those indicted into the boardroom, simultaneously liberating times, seasons, destinies, birthdays, holidays, worship, businesses, sleep, timelines, family lines, bloodlines, cell lines, bodies, souls, spirits, hearts, decisions, ministries, stars, godly offices, governments, temples, subatomic particles, and relationships in Christ Jesus. At this point, I declare the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Oh, get ready for an encounter. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah is wonderful. Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. You are high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You are the perfect bridegroom, the bright and morning star, and our advocate with the Father. We open the doors and invite you to come into the boardrooms along with your armies. We call for the issuance of irrevocable contracts to everything and everyone that has been fired from their former jobs, clearly outlining what is just transacted and how it will affect them moving forward. We thank you that these contracts break down the differences between what they were told about their jobs and why they were told to do things, and the truth as it is understood by Jesus Christ and heaven. Revelation. To all humanity indicted into the boardroom, we offer up the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Creator. See, right now I'm preaching the gospel to the spirit world. He is the firstborn among many brethren. He was born of a virgin. He died for our sins and was raised again to life on the third day. He has ascended on high, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father and ever lives to make intercession for the saints. He is the payment for our sins. And should you choose him, you will be justified freely by grace through the redemption that is found in him. His suffering will atone for your sins. If you do not choose him, you will receive in your own members the judgment for your sins and impropriety. Choose now. I pray, Lord God, that as they make their decisions, your stream of living water flows through them to separate out humanity from those that exist as composite entities. I pray that your sword would sever devices, demons, blinders, artificial intelligence programs, holographic technologies, quantum interfaces, and other defilements that would otherwise inhibit a decision for Jesus to be made by those being addressed, thus revealing the true conviction of their humanity and not the instruments of their bondage. I thank you, King Jesus, for receiving those that choose you and having your angels take dissenters wherever you want them right now. And so, as that is carried out, We submit all records to the courts of heaven that are related to the evil functions of the humanity being addressed, along with the records of injustice related to evil technologies, artificial intelligence, boundary violations, evil cosmic computers, evil earthbound and underwater computers, programming, and trauma perpetrated from the kingdom of darkness. We call for these records to be weighed in the scales of justice and demand judgment. We command that the offending non-human entities, evil components, evil buildings, evil timelines, evil agendas, evil grids, and evil realms are punished to the fullest extent that the manifestation of cosmic justice and the evidence submitted allows for in the name of Jesus. We now speak that all evil facilities, grids, and structures bound up in the singularity and found guilty are now targeted, rolled up as scrolls, and delivered to the Father for judgment. In all time, space, dimension, and reality. At this point, we bring in the New Jerusalem template. Oh, some of you will see that. Right now, we bring in the New Jerusalem template into a superimposition upon the technology in every area of the body that we have named. And the singularity in the crystal sea. In this context, I call for angelic specialists to completely remove the technology and all of its backups. Thank you, Lord. I furthermore call for the singularity to be expunged of all things good, such that what is left can be folded into itself and brought to non-existence as it is humbled before the throne of God. I speak that all things good are delivered to the Father to be cleansed, restored, and reset to their proper place and role in the creation. And we pray, Lord God, for the elements in heaven and earth that were defrauded by evil defined within the context of what has been brought into the singularity through ungodly bills of sale, evil trades, curses, witchcraft, and other injustices that have forced the elements out of their first estate. So we pray that the blood of Jesus would be applied liberally over all of these works, shattering their power and annulling them now. We pray that your justice would move to thrust from out of the God-ordained thrones of the elements, interlopers, evil agents of any origin that have just unjustly occupied these thrones, and speak that the elements would be delivered from the captivity, set at the feet of Jesus, given bread of life to eat, living water to drink, new garments of righteousness, and restored to their God-ordained thrones and first estate, regaining their post relative to the creation as it was originally imagined by Jesus. King Jesus, we pray for reinstatement and restoration into full alignment with your government. And finally, we pray for golden rain in order to wash over and balance every aspect of body, spirit, soul, and heart. Holy Spirit, we invite you to fill every void. For it is written that we are to be continually filled by you. We furthermore command the cleansing and reinstatement of all formerly compromised components of God-ordained inheritance, legacy, blood, DNA, RNA, plasma, and birthrights. We call all fragments of humanity affected by this work to be established in pocket realms charged with the agape love of God, peace, and joy. And call this work sealed in all infinities of infinities and beyond, eternities of eternities and beyond, and time wheels that exist, once existed, and could or could not exist, and everything in between, on all sides of creation and in all multiverses. Amen. Holy. You know, this is going to be processing for a long time. Y'all will be walking out until 4 o'clock. It's like, they're still busy. They're going to follow you. Wow. 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 You know, Father God, I just want to make room right now for human spirits to stand up. You know, everyone here, you have a spirit. You have a soul, you have a body, you have a spirit. And your spirit is the eternal part of you that was with God in the beginning. Your spirit is designed to be the head in respect to your life. Just like a man is designed to be the head of the house, the spirit is designed to be the head of our lives. And I'm going to explain something real quick. I was going to tell you guys to sit down, but y'all look so comfortable. Y'all feeling okay? The spirit, the soul, and the body are three parts of our design that is a revealing of the wisdom of God. God made us spirit, soul, and body. And in order to fully appreciate the design of God, which leads to extraordinary unlocking, I promise you, is one key. And that is to understand that we are created in the image of God. God is a triune God. Three persons, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And when we look at the Bible, we learn that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost all have their own mind. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that no man knows the day or the hour of his coming, not the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So, the Father has things in his mind that are not allocated to the mind of the Son because they have their own minds. Who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. God in his eternal wisdom plugged us as believers in the priesthood of the order of Melchizedek, into the mind of Christ, but did not plug us the same way into the mind of the Father, the mind of the Lord. We are interacting with a God who has all wisdom. And in his manifestation, it's three persons, one God, he reveals the wisdom that he put in human design. You are three persons, one human. Your body's a person. Your soul's a person. Spirit's a person. Why does that sound so weird? I promise you, it's not. And I'm telling you this because when your spirit comes forward, he has or she has her own mind. And you will find yourself having a conversation with the eternal part of you. If you don't have that key, what we do next won't make much sense. The first time I encountered my spirit, I called my spirit forward and I said, Daniel's spirit, I bless you, I honor you, and I invite you to be present at the surface. What happened was I felt a presence. It was a large presence, and it stood right on top of me. And it started making declarations. And those declarations were in line with everything that I've been journaling that I was disagreeing with God about. You ever hear God say something to you and you say, "Nah, you got the wrong guy"? Like Gideon, "Thou mighty man of valor. Who are you talking to, fool?" Right? So he gets in an argument with the angel. How many of you have been in an argument with God himself? Because he says something about you that's too big for your stinking thinking to accept. I've been there. So my spirit was the part of me that agreed with God, and my soul was having an issue. And so when my spirit stood up, he started making these declarations, and they were I am declarations. Owning identity. You know, it's interesting when we begin to own identity, the religious spirit responds with accusations. What'd you do with your humility? Sounds like pure pride. Who do you think you are? And I'll tell you, the church is not a safe place for the spirit of man. But right here is a safe place for the spirit of man. So what we're going to do is I'm going to bless your spirits and call your spirit forward. Some of you are going to have an encounter right away, just like that. Some of you are not. Now I'll tell you, we have plenty of people that can minister to you some breakthrough if you are unable to connect with your spirit. And yeah, I'm watching some of you. I'm like, is that me or the piano? So we are going to call your spirit forward. And when I ask your spirit to talk to you, you're going to feel communication. And I'm going to help you with this key as well. Typically, people feel their spirit, their human spirit, engage in two locations, solar plexus and heart area. And some people feel it at the top of their head. Like literally movement, sensation, as the spirit begins to stand up and talk. And so with that said, let's engage. So right now, in the name of Jesus, human spirits in this room, I bless you in the name of Jesus, and I honor you in the name of Jesus. And I am inviting you to be present at the surface. Come forward right now. You are welcome in this place. Angels, would you please deliver fresh bread of life to the spirits that are coming forward right now, along with living water to drink. Lord God, I bless the spirits that are present here. And I release angels to escort human spirits on the right and on the left to the surface who are acting shy. Come on forward. First experiment. Human spirits, what do you want your souls to know? Tell them. Human spirits, What have you been working on? Share. So, Father God, for those that are struggling to connect with their human spirit, I pull up coordinates in my finder and dispatch that to angels and set them on assignment to go, war, and retrieve human spirits from regions of captivity and places of bondage where they may be currently located, and command them to be brought back now, in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you right now for the spirits that are standing, are present in this place. Let me remind you of a few things. Spirits, you are light from light. For it is written that nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. You are fire, for it is written, the spirit of man is a lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of his being. Jesus Christ came to baptize in the Holy Spirit and in fire. And I decree over you that your flame is now being mingled with the fire of Jesus Christ. You are breath, for it is written, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. You are that breath. Someone say, I receive ministry to my spirit. See, right now I'm ministering to your spirit. Souls, you sit back and relax. This is for your spirit. Spirit, you are wind. For it is written, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. You are love. For it is written that God is love, and you were created by love, from love, and for love. And I charge you with the strength and life of Jesus Christ. For it is written that we are strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Angels, come on in. This is medical team. I command the immediate removal of every impaling object, spear, arrow, tracking device, chain, handcuff, blindfold, gagging device, fiery dart, counterfeit garment, now in the name of Jesus. Just get rid of all of that junk. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for the administration of healing balm of Gilead and the stripes of Jesus to every wound and affliction on the spirits that are present now. Lord God, I thank you for abundant quantities of oil of anointing poured over the heads of every human spirit. Warm, fragrant, heavenly anointing oil in the name of Jesus. Just receive that. You need that. Light emanating the glory of God opened up over the heads of human spirits. Father God, I thank you for new garments of righteousness and praise. praise issued in the favorite colors of the spirits that you have called sons and daughters of God. Y'all feel that? How about some more? Human spirits, I need you to remember that your nature and design is transdimensional. You are not limited by time or space. The laws of physical earth do not define the limits of your capacity or ability. You can bow the heavens. You are raised up and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are citizens in heaven, chosen from the foundation of the world. You are divinely commissioned, and your instatement in the army of God is by divine decree. You have angels on assignment with you. You are not alone, and in fact, you are more than enough. You have incalculable resources in Christ Jesus, if you forgot. You were made with wings. Oh, this is going to be good. And they are designed to be engaged. I command that any device, rope, or chain binding them is now unlocked and cut off by the power of the blood of Jesus, because it is written that those that are in earnest expectation of the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Shake off that weariness spirit and expand your wings. I call all of your angels, resources, realms and thrones charged with the names of God: Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Ra'ah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Issus, Jehovah Hosinu, Jehovah Kail, Jehovah Kana, Jehovah Milcoma, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Olam, El Roy, Yeshua HaMashiach. Y'all don't need to cheer, because I could hear the angels louder anyway. I need you, spirits, to remember that you are part of a generation sent here for such a time as this. You received your assignment at the throne of the Father. You were with God when He laid the foundation of the earth. You pre-exist your assignment on this earth, and as such, you are resourced with ages of preparation in preparation for this moment in your service to the Most High God. All of creation groans, awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God, and you are called to manifest to the creation as an agent of the redemptive agenda of heaven. You are an ambassador of the kingdom of God on and off planets, and the limits of the body and soul do not have any bearing on you. Therefore, you are invited to step into your full expression in Jesus' name. Can we get a shout? Hey! Come on. Woo! Oh, Father God. So much. So much. So right now, I'm just going to speak some things, right? So there are going to be some permanent changes that happen, okay? So Father God, I thank you that where foundations were off, they are being fixed in the name of Jesus, all right? All right? Where businesses were unlocked, they are being unlocked now in the name of Jesus. Where revelation, insight, and wisdom strategy for problem solving has been absent, I declare the wellsprings are open. The gates are no longer locked and the wisdom flows. Problem solving goes into high gear for many folks here in the name of Jesus. New solutions, new resources, new technologies, new relationships in the name of Jesus. All of this is opening up right now. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in this house, and we bless the work of your hands. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. This podcast is a production of Bride Ministries International. Visit our website at brideministriesinternational.com to enjoy the Bride Ministries Church, the Bride Ministries Institute, free resources, and to support us financially.